Hey, hey, I told you to knock before you come in here. Oh, you did knock. Well, knock louder then. Anyways, what's up? You don't typically come to visit me in my room. It's usually when you come to ask me to do something for you. Which, sorry, hot stuff, but my ass doesn't feel like doing anything right now. I'm too busy laying down and staring at the ceiling, as you can see. So if you don't mind, I'd like to get back to doing that. You aren't here to ask me for anything? Well, then what do you want? Nothing? You just want to hang out? Okay, even I know something isn't right here. What's wrong? Did anything happen? You never ask for anyone's company. You're just feeling depressed? I hope you realize I'm like the worst person to come to for that stuff. I must be the last person you came to, huh? Actually, don't answer that. I think I'm better off not having my already shattered self-esteem to be lowered anymore. But I get it. It sucks. We all have our own problems. Some small, some serious. Some get solved. Some are ongoing. You know what? I know just the thing to cheer you up. I think you know what I'm getting at. Go on, you'll love it. It's a fan favorite. Just take your hand and place it there. See? Isn't my chest so soft? This chest floof practically carries my career. You should feel honored you're being allowed to touch it right now. I typically charge a high price for this. But I'll make the exception for a friend acquaintance in need. I don't know if this is making you feel better. I think I gotta go one step higher. Instead of your hand, how about we just rest your entire head on my floof? While you're laying there, just know everything will be okay. We'll find a way to push through. Even if there doesn't seem to be an easy solution. Just don't give up yet, and don't let it bring you down. Though sometimes we need to remember we are in hell after all. I guess it's supposed to suck. But at the same time, I think we can look at it and say, you know what? Hell isn't all so bad. I typically don't share my problems with anyone. I tend to keep it to myself, try to keep moving forward on my own, and hope things will be better. But just know you don't have to do the same. Find someone who you can trust. Not me, though. I want my peace and quiet. But find someone if you wish, and open yourself up. It's good to actually get things off your chest, and to let others know what you're going through. But the choice is yours. Just don't force yourself to do anything that hurts you. I'll give you a little tip, though. I would stay away from Alistair when it comes to this kind of stuff. I don't think he really understands emotions. You can tell him your dog died, and he'll probably just say,
"That is certainly quite the occurrence,"
or something like that. By the way, whenever you feel ready to get up. I do have some popsicles hidden if you want one. It's my secret stash, so don't tell anyone. Just feel honored I'm even showing you this. I also expect you to pay me back a popsicle, but that can be down the road, whenever it works for you. There's no rush. Unless I start having withdrawals. Then, yeah, I'm gonna demand you bring me my popsies. Hey, you better not be falling asleep on me. That was not part of the deal. Hold on. Are you even still awake right now? Hello? Great. Here I was trying to enjoy some me time. And now I have you fall asleep on me. Not even mentioning you fell asleep on my luscious floof. You're lucky I'm feeling nice today. Otherwise, I would have woken you up and tossed your ass outside. I'll let you stay there for now. You look more calm now than you have all week. So, maybe you need this. It's a good thing I have four hands. One hand would give you head rubs. The other two will rub your ears. And my last free hand will, you don't need to know that. It'll be something cool, I promise. Anyways, I'll see you when your lazy ass wakes up. Enjoy your premium gay spider massage service.